Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him." And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. This last number of days, I've been talking to you about Jesus the Troubler. Oh yeah, Jesus is the Savior, but he's also the Troubler. When he was born, he troubled a whole city. Oh yes, there were people who rejoiced and welcomed him, but there were people, when they heard about his arrival on terra firma, they were troubled. He came as a little infant, and yet he came as a king. He came offering grace and mercy and goodwill. But along with that comes his claim upon us. He wants all of us. And sometimes when you realize that, you do get troubled. You see, Jesus is not just a savior. He's the royal savior. He's not just the savior from hell, the savior who wants to deliver us from hell. You see, we want that kind of savior, don't we? I mean, who wants to go to hell? And we like to hear about the savior who delivers from hell. Oh yeah, he's great. But he's not merely that. He wants to be our savior from sin. That's why we call him Jesus. Did you know that? Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, "Call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And he is the savior. Yes, he saves us from the penalty of sin. Jesus Christ went to the cross and took the wrath of God. Look, folks, don't let anybody bamboozle you and telling you that, oh, it's just all love. Let me tell you this. God's justice demanded that sin was punished. And yes, God's the God of love. But he had to punish sin, and he took our sin and he placed it on Jesus, and Jesus willingly and voluntarily took the punishment, the wrath for our sins. And yes, he's the Savior. You say, there's nothing troubling about that, is there? No. But listen to me. He wants not only to be the Savior from the penalty of sin, he wants to be your Savior and my Savior from the pleasure of sin. Are there little pet sins, my friend, that you want to keep holding on to? Well, Jesus will have none of that. And that's troubling. Pet sins? No, I'm clean. Well, what about judging, gossiping, selfishness, living your life like you are the center and not living for God's glory? That's wickedness and sin. And he wants to deliver you from you. And that's troubling. But it's great and it's beautiful. He's gone to the cross and he claims you. Won't you submit yourself to him with simple faith? And he will deliver you from the pleasure of sin, and that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.